Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills, it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Now, another malignant work of the devil is disease. He inflicts disease. Job chapter 2 verse 7, so Satan went out from the presence of Yahuwah and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Psalm 109 verse 6, set a wicked man over him and let an accuser stand at his right hand. He specializes in creating disease to continuously contest the notion of Yahuwah being our healer. He continues to invent quite a lot of these. And this is also his malignancy, and how through disease he has also been able to make massive profits. He has been able to set up massive movements in the pharmaco, which profit through disease. And they basically would control disease rather than heal. And even world bodies that are there that thrive on disease. What's your take, Murut?
Yeah. this thing is so central to human existence because of what happened. Right at the beginning,
absolutely,
in the garden,
yeah,
and you'll find in the New Testament writings, you'll find that they keep on talking about pharmakeia,
yeah,
and then they call it sorcery. Actually,
pharmako, it means
exactly that which you were describing.
It means sorcery.
Hidden.
Yeah,
it is hidden. It has replaced faith in Christ. And the other time when I was diagnosed with a common ailment, some people looked at me funnily when I said to them, "Yo, I'm in Babylon." Because it is Babylon.
Absolutely.
The fact that we have to swallow certain tablets continually, that is Babylon. And my prayer has always been this: Father, help me to be like Daniel. Help me to be like Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael in Babylon, because I realize that we are in this situation where we cannot preach against this thing effectively. And anyway, let me leave it there. Chapter 13.
But at least you get my point.
I agree with you 100%. It's one of those things which are so hidden.
Yeah.
And actually, we can find ourselves as brethren fighting over those things.
Yeah.
Are you saying, if you believe and you are not doing this, are you saying now you will not take medicine, you will not put spectacles on, those type of things? We will find ourselves fighting against ourselves because of those.
Absolutely.
But these things are a reality. Until we face them a full blast, that this is how the enemy has the whole world under his grip. And I wish to throw something also in here, my brother.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we get confused by the fact that Yeshua HaMashiach said, this prince has been judged. And yet, at the same time, we hear scripture saying the whole world is under the wicked one. So it becomes like it's contradictory. It's not. I'm agreeing with my brother Professor Samuel there when he was talking about the accomplishment of the works. Remember, we are told that Yeshua HaMashiach came to destroy the works. Which works? These very malignant works of the enemy. But the thing is, from the side of Yudhavape, and that is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the work is finished. From our side, we must, as the body of HaMashiach, bring the second testimony to what Christ has done. How do we do that? By obeying him. And that's why he told us specifically that we should obey him. Those things which he has given us to obey, we have until the Father says to him, go and get them. And then the head and the body will be together.
Mm.
We need to understand that it's not contradictory that right now he's still continuing with his malignant works.
Mm.
Who is carrying out the warfare against him? It's us.
Yeah.
How do we carry that warfare? The same way Yeshua HaMashiach is.
Mm.
There's no way we find a scripture which says Yeshua went and said the Roman government, down with it. Down with Herod the fox. No. It was as though as if he's not noticing what is happening. Yet he knew fully well what is happening. He was focused on doing things the way the Father was showing him to do them. And saying things the way the Father was saying to him he should. And that's where we need to come back. Because we are in opposition. We are in resistance of the malignant works of the enemy. And I'm going to just throw in one example here. Genesis chapter 13, verse 13. Now the people of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against Yudhavape. And I'm going to say some things tonight. Again, I bring the disclaimer that it's not Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
It's me having received as I was given. And I believe I've been given this understanding by the spirit of Elohim. The people of Sodom and Amorah, we know what they did. They were into homosexuality. Right now, today, homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, whatever you call all those things, they have been made mainstream. However, because they are wickedness, they are malignant. I don't even want to go in and describe what happens there. But they are the malignant works of the enemy. And he does them through human beings. He is a spirit. He works through human beings to bring his malignant works up. Now, our biggest problem amongst us as Christians, and this we see in America, is that in fighting the malignant works of Satan, we purport that we can come up with laws, human laws, that can fight this spirit because we see his works. And what happens is we fall into his trap because we leave the Father's will. We no more do things according to how the Father wants us to do them. We do them the way we think it's right. We are like those Israelites who had listened to the spies, the false spies, and when they were shown their fault, what did they do? They ran and said, now we are going to do God's will. And they ran ahead. And Moses stopped them and said, yeah, you are going to lose against the Amalekites. Why? Because they were not being led by Yudhavape.
And I'm saying this thing because today we have a situation where Christians have thought in voting in a certain way, they are correcting a wrong. The word of God is very clear. Proverbs chapter 5, the very last verse says, do not neither turn to the left nor to the right, but maintain a straight path. What is that straight path? It's following in the footsteps of Yeshua HaMashiach. Because that is the malignancy of the enemy. To assume that we can correct what went wrong in the garden of Eden and has been perpetuated right through the centuries up to today. We think we can correct it ourselves. That is one of the malignant works of the devil. What we need to do is to submit to the Father, submit to His will. When Jesus was standing in front of Pilate, bound, it looked like a complete failure. But the third day came, and today we are born again because the Son of God, the Son of mankind, obeyed the Father. We need to go back there because the what we are surrounded by, my brother, is the malignant works of sin. Whatever is happening, it can start well, but we always see it end horribly. Why? Because in us, we have a magnet for this malignancy which is in the devil. And our souls, which we are not yielding to obey the word of God and thereby be converted, our souls cling to the flesh and we agree with the enemy who works through our flesh. And thereby, we contradict what we have been sent to do. I want to leave it there by this example. Here is a situation where in a family, mother and son are pitted against each other for the control of a Christian organization. Then someone comes, purportedly a prophet, and says, this is the word from the Lord, and says to this woman, may your enemies, those who are against you, be blinded. Maybe, and then starts to say all kinds of things that are actually in nature, when you are listening to them, they are malignant. And so what does this woman do? She takes that way. She goes public and says, this is what the word of a prophet I very much respect has said. Basically, what is she doing? She's falling prey to the malignant works of Satan. What does the word say? Repent. Change your thinking. And align yourself with the righteousness of God. When two people have a fight over anything, each one of them should be God-fearing enough to go back and look at themselves before the Lord and say, where have I gone wrong, Father? And when it shows you have gone wrong, you repent, you confess your sin, you make right where you should make right, and you accommodate your brother, you win your brother, instead of going public and battling in public, and then you have two camps fighting each other. Those are the malignant works of Satan. And how did he is a deceiver.
I hear you. We are taking your calls. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you're saying.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Masimdumise rhoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenene. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
It's interesting, we are talking about the malignant works of Satan, exposing them as far as we can, as the Spirit of the Father allows us. So the Father may place some into you and say, these are also the works you need to expose. So give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. There's another malignant work of Satan, the fashion trends in the churches. Hi. Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you. Just before I bring it to you, let me take a call. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona my brother, the Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Siyashisa, sikhuluma ngesikha sethu, brother Ray.
We should, mngani wami, we should.
Yeah, ngizobulisa Pastor Murake no Prof Kabamba.
Hallelujah, sir.
Hallelujah. So you can only verse Pastor Murake verse 18 till the second Ephesians second verse 1 and 3. Yona iti uniphilisile nani nani feeling is pambeka nangezono zenu. Kusukuthi isho abantu abasebenzi besingisi. Nikade nihamba kuzo ngokwendlela yalelizwe. Yithi ngosathane ngokombusi wamandla. Wamandla umkhathi ongumoya osasebenza kubantwana bokungalaleli izwe. My brother, ngithi nathi sasenza zonke lezi zinto kepha ngokuza kuJesu Kristu sathola igrace. Today we must renounce groups which deny Jesus Christ or the guidance or the authority of the word of God. Amehlo ethu avulekile, brother, because izwe libuswa umubi Satan. Yiko kugcwele izimpi namayemuyemu. We are at a great global disaster, my brother. Politicians and scientists are preaching a peace and hopeful message. Mara isebenzi lo message. Ngoba izifo eziningi ezingalapheki zihlasele izwe, brother Ray. And many people are thinking it is cool to abuse drugs. And we are running out of clean water, brother Ray. The world is facing water crisis because storms and deadly heat waves, they are shying us. People are without self-control. They are lovers of money, worshipping money, which is a tool being used by the devil. About 200 today, they are suffering with depression. They are not. Why? Because ngoba ye pressure, but for now, ukufana nezo kangaki.
Yeah.
Wena ungumzali uthola ukuthi awunazo lezo zinto. Bafuna bathole zonke izinto ezijabulisa izwe. Nabangazitholi abanye baze bazibulale committing suicide kangaki. Kepha ithemba lisekhona kuJesu Kristu inkosi yamakhosi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu asibusise kule topics.
May the Father be glorified.
Ngiyabonga to God be the
all the time, glory all the time, brother. All the time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. The malignant works of Satan. We're talking about that. You know, we're talking about that. And we're not dealing anything else. We're talking about the malignant works of Satan. How the devil had continued to perpetuate his wickedness in some of the most cunning ways. That's why I read that verse the serpent was more cunning. In some of the most cunning ways, the devil has modified or modernized, you know, his evil works, even amongst people. If so, amongst those who say they are believers, we need to expose this and talk about this so that we don't get caught in a cobweb of wickedness. Unawares. Now, Pastor Sam, I want to bring this. And of course, Zechariah 3 verses 1 points him as the opposer of the righteous. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Elohim, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. He opposes our priesthood. And he will do whatever he can to even fake it. He opposes our priesthood as the saints, as the body of the Hamashiach. And he will do as much as he can to fake a priesthood, if possible, according to him, and what is perpetuated to be on site in the world would be to replace all these who are priests of righteousness and bring in the fake ones who will amass so much crowds and continuously lead them astray. We see that. This is the malignant work of Satan. The real ones are removed. The fake ones are put in. What say you there?
Yeah, thank you very much for this question. It makes me a bit laugh, but I have to say something. You know, I'll say two things here that I think it will disturb some of our theology and some of other way we do ministry. You forgive me for anyone that I'm going to hurt while I'm speaking, because Murithi Mureka said this is not, a radio pulpit disclaimer against me, and I want to say it as well, it's me, Samuel speaking. Okay, what I'm going to say is this. First of all, the way we do our service, the way we do our service trust is not really reflecting the way service is supposed to be reflected. And already, this is the way of the enemy, the way he has invaded us, by bringing something that is not true, but we've embraced it and we've accommodated it for a very long time, and it becomes a norm. I'm going to mention something here. For instance, these things of having a pulpit in front, somebody standing in front and preaching the rest, and everyone has to say amen without questioning, without sharing, already it speaks about someone trying to have a throne in the house of the Father. While the Father, the Son, the house of the Father is supposed to be a place of sharing. People sit in a such a way that nobody is seen as the biggest. But while we could have a leader, but that leader is not there to prove a point that he's a leader, but he's there in order to usher the people to the right place. What we see today, the fact of having people dependent on one individual. Today, everyone must run to the pastor for any interpretation, for anything whatsoever. My daddy must say this. He hasn't said anything. This is not biblical. Already, this is showing how somehow self is taking place, and wherever self takes place, behind self is the devil. Because as I said in my my introduction, it says, he always comes with something that seems right, seems reasonable, but why is not the truth? Because there is the difference between God things or the Father things and the good things. Something might look good, but it's not the Father way of doing things. It's not godly. It's out. Now, you see today, church supposed to be standing on these pillars of the word, the true word of the Father that has to be shared. The Bible says when you meet anyone who's got a song, let him share. Anyone who has an exhortation, let him share. When anyone who has a teaching, let him do so. But what do we see today? We have only one individual standing in front. He speaks, he tells what to do, and when we leave, we don't have any question whatsoever, and we have to meet the following Sunday. We continue. We're supposed to be fellowshipping, having communion among ourselves. Today, I do not know my brother Ray. I don't know him. He does not know me. He does not even know where I stay. I don't know where he stays. We meet on Sunday. We just greet each other. We sit and facing the front, facing somebody who will tell us what to do, or tell us whatever he thinks that is right. And after church, bye-bye my brother, bye-bye my sister, and we're going to meet again the next Sunday. Are we fellowshipping? No, we're not. Already, it's showing how the enemy can invade us and change the whole system for himself in order to advance his agenda. There's another thing today. Evangelism is no longer. Today, what we're having in church is people not relocating, but it is about visitation. People are visiting churches. The same people that are in church A, they can come to church B, and church B feels good. And the next day, they go to church C, and church C feels good. And the following day, they come back to church A. And then people are going around. No more evangelism. It shows that we are not doing the right thing. The last thing that I want to mention here is about prayer. We've made prayer to become a program and not life. Hmm. Prayer has seemed to be a lifestyle, to become a program, whereby we have to go for 7 days of prayer, 10 days of prayer. We need to pray at midnight, at 3, while the Bible speaks clearly to us that we need to pray without ceasing. That means we don't have a specific time to pray because we are praying all the time. But today we have made what you call, there are times that have become so special. When you pray at those times, it's like as if the Father answers you better than any other time. Some people tell you midnight, and I always ask a question, which midnight? The midnight in South Africa or the midnight in America? Because if it was midnight, while it is midnight in America, it's still 16 hours. While here it's midnight in Australia, it's already 8 in the morning. Now, if I tell you today, say, we're going to pray at midnight, I tell someone who's in America, we're going to pray at midnight, that means he will be praying at 16 hours, me, I will be praying at midnight. Now, if my midnight is special, what about his 16 hours? Is it also special, or yes or no? That becomes a problem. Now, you see, he can come in, invade us, and change the whole thing, and people stand in front, claiming that they are serving the Father, while they are serving their own ego. Do you know that today, man of God, that as the devil has got in, sometimes we pray not the will of the Father, but we pray the will of the pastor. The pastor might come with his own request. He is going through tough times. Maybe I'm going to just say an example. How he can invade us and bring something that we think that is right. The pastor comes and says, no, we need to pray hard. We need to pray for our financial breakthrough. While the truth of the matter is, the wife has told the pastor that I want to travel to Dubai. There's no money. And the pastor said, no problem. We're going to organize a seminar. No problem, we're going to organize a prayer time. And that prayer, you have to be there. You come and pray and cast out the devils of finance. And you have to give money and offering. And at the end of the day, he comes and makes some declaration. And you throw money in front, claiming that you're going to have money in return. While the money is going to go to the wife of the pastor who's traveling next week to Dubai. And it's going to use your money. And you're going to stay behind losing money. Now, all these things, you know, it comes in a very such a way, and it comes in a very cunning way. He uses even the people that claim to serve the Most High Father, claim to serve Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth, but they use other ways of getting to people, other ways of intimidating people, other ways of manipulating people. And that is the way, as you said, the malignity of the works of the devil comes in terms of manipulating as well people, to intimidate people, to put people in place whereby they say, yeah, this is godly, why is not? And we find ourselves in that situation. Today, it's so amazing to see how pastors can stand in front and curse people. And they use the Bible. They say it is wicked. Can you find today pastors using the Bible say you cannot touch the anointed one of God? Well, they get it out of context. But because it is written, what do? You don't read the Bible. You don't understand anything. And you just say, yeah, he's right. And this is the way the devil comes. And as I said, it's going to disturb our theology. We are doing wrong. We need to change. But if we have to continue, we'll continue doing some. I'm not saying if we continue, we're going to miss heaven. I'm not saying that. But we're saying if we're not doing something right, that means that something might not be effective anymore. And a lot of us today, we find ourselves justifying things that are not supposed to be done, things that are not supposed to be, to be accepted. We are done. We justify them for the sake of us continuing with what we are doing. I will finish with this, my pastor. Today, I ask the question to people, especially to people who've got big churches. And I say, you have 3,000 members in your church. You call it your church. How can you know 3,000 people? It's impossible. You cannot leave Twitter and say, these are my members. Mm. But what do? We stand and claim to have 3,000 members that are our church. That's a big lie. And the devil likes that because we get there, we don't have a touch with the members. But we are losing them in the process, claiming that we have members. And I've come to realize that the people of God, we need to change because the devil knows how to play with that. You love crowds. You have a crowd in front of you, but you don't have any impact with the crowd that is standing in front of you. Bless you.
So, thank you so much. There's a background noise there of people talking. I don't know why. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And the malignant works of Satan, it's what we are talking about. I thought we wouldn't finish the program, but it looks like we are finishing it. We'll get to another topic next week. Let's hear what you say. Babongane.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, malignant works of Satan. Malignant, evil nature or effect, malice, badness or wickedness.
Mm.
Satan's character, the malignant adversary of all good in God or his creatures. The malignant nature of sin, which pervades human thoughts and actions, leading to widespread wickedness. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Kepha uJehova wabona ukuthi ububi bomuntu emhlabeni nokuthi zonke izizindlo zemicabango yenhliziyo yakhe zimbi njalo. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Devil refers to his mood of carrying his evil designs by lying, slanders, false accusations, evil misrepresentings. The devil is the author of sin. He gives sinners the delights of flesh and the pleasures of self, and that he blinds them against which is good, and hardens the heart against the threatenings of God. The devil leads into temptation, but God delivers from evil. Romans chapter 1, verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. There are whispers, 30, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, 31, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Sin first introduced lie into the world. In the Garden of Eden, Satan deceived Eve and led her into disobedience. We can read that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Adam also sinned and threw the whole of humanity into the bondage of sin. We can read that in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Satan lied to Eve with the goal of separating her from God. He wanted humanity to die. Pride was the first sin of the devil in heaven. He became a rebel against his Lord and the active promoter of all evil. The devil is an accuser. He appeared before God, challenging the integrity of Job, accusing him of serving God only for personal gain. We read that in Job chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. The accuser of our brothers, who accuses believers before God day and night. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. As an adversary, the devil actively opposes God's people. the warning to believers, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the work of the devil. He came to destroy sin. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus' death provided for our personal sanctification. The Spirit seals those who believe in Christ, and the devil cannot remove them from his promise. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Ningamdabukisi umoya ongcwele kaNkulunkulu enabekwa uphawu ngaye kuze kube lusuku lokwahlulelwa. The Lord has given us spiritual weaponry to do battle with the devil. We can read that in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. We must know where our strength and defense lie and trust the perfecter of our faith, the only one who can truly destroy the works of the devil. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Sibhekile kuJesu, umqali nomphelelisi wokukholwa kwethu, owathi esikhundleni sentokozo ayibekelweyo wathwala isiphambano engalinaki ihlazo, wahlala ngokwesokunene sesihlalo sobukhosi sikaNkulunkulu. Ultimate defeat of the devil. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we really appreciate it. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela. Hi.
Ahe Murudirei.
Dumelang, Papa.
Amen.
Amen. Champ.
Ahe Murudirei.
How are you? How are you, my pastor?
I'm good. I'm good.
Welcome. I'm good. Welcome. Welcome, sir.
Yes. Murudirei, the scripture that you started reading on the beginning of this program. The devil have chosen the serpent because the serpent suit his description or his behavior. When you check the behavior of the serpent, it's gentle, it's smooth, it doesn't have noise, and that is why the women have fall into deception, because of the gentleness and the scheming of the serpent. And to cut the story short, if you can check before I go there, the devil, by doing that, the devil wanted to destroy Adam and Eve, but he telling them a good news. This is, and when we check our world today, the devil is still operating that way. Let me give you an example. In the book of Genesis 39, if I'm not mistaken, verse 8, God killed Anon because Anon didn't perform the let me say the church the way he ought to perform on a woman. Then he pulled out. Then God killed him, and then God said, we must increase our talabangli art. So that is the procedure of God. That is how That is what God created us in the world.
Mm.
And remember, the devil is against anything that God wants us to do, or against anything that God wants us to be.
Mm.
So the devil created a sickness. So when he created a sickness, he wanted the world to provoke the anger of God, the same anger that made God to kill Anon. Then, after that sickness, then they introduce the condom.
Hmm.
So when they introduce the condom, now it's the same as pulling out, not doing the exact thing that God created us to be. Then the population is shrinking.
Hmm.
And when they talk about it, it sounds like a good thing.
Hmm.
Now they brought they introduced another thing again. It sounds like a good thing. They said it's a family planning. Then you can block that if you don't want children, or you can do abortion if you don't want children. It's nothing. It's not, because it's still water. It's not a person. They make it to sound good, but after abortion, it's murder. That's how the devil operates even today. I can give like many examples. So the devil, the way he operates like with what we have already.
Mm.
Or to kill or to destroy what we have already. He don't operate in what we don't have.
Yeah.
His work is to tell us that we don't have, or we are not supposed to have.
Mm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
Amen.
Thank you so
Amen.
Much. Thank you so much. Drive safely
Amen,
there.
Murtire.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. That is William Musanduwa, the Pastor William Musanduwa, the champ himself. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the issue at hand.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Scotty.
Hi, sir. Our servant of God. I've been driving, I've been listening to the last intervener who's been talking about a lot of things in the church that shouldn't be done, talking about the men of God not being on, at the front of the pulpit preaching, and a lot of stuff. I'm just asking, requesting, is it possible that you may invite the very same man to come and talk to the people of God, and the telephone to be open so that we may have a discussion and engage? I think sending message on Telegram and WhatsApp is not going to help. We need to engage with the person. I need to give us scriptures.
Mm.
You cannot just talk things that you believe and they are not biblical. So we want to engage with a person so that clarity may be made, because such uttering can actually divert the people of God. And it's very sensitive. This can actually divide the church, and it's not acceptable. Thank you very much. Shalom, and have a very nice evening. Thank you.
A very nice evening to you too. I wonder what you're talking about. Are you talking about the person who sent a WhatsApp? People can send WhatsApps, and people can, just like you did, people can send WhatsApps, and people can also do voice notes, just like you did. And the one who sent a WhatsApp, Bongani, quoted scripture. He did quote scripture. Or maybe you are talking about our guests. Maybe there's one of the guests you didn't hear quite well. But we are quoting scripture. Please rest assured, we are geared on the unity of the body of Christ and not the division. We are geared on the unity of the body of Christ, and we want to see that happening. And by speaking the truth, it's important that we expose the malignant works of Satan. And like you know, I'm reading scripture by scripture, just like I will do after this.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 19, let me bring this to you, Moruti Mraka, as your closing comment. The devil is bent on removing the good seed. It's important to take note of that and not to become offended by that. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is who received the seed by the wayside. Remember the parable of the sower. Now, I am looking at how the devil continues to remove the good seed. Okay, verse 38, check it out, and 39. The field is the world, the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. It means, I'm going back to that thing. He wants to replace the sons of righteousness, the sons of the Father, with the sons of wickedness and perdition. And if you can look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 39, the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Now, we are at that phase where the devil really wants to replace the saints. If he could, he would. And we thank the Father that he won't succeed. The gates of Hades shall not prevail. Muruti, finally. Let me just give you 2 minutes. Muruti Mraka. Okay. Pastor Sam, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. Make your conclusion, Pastor Sam, based on what I just said.
Yes. Okay. My conclusion will be the truth of the matter is, as we're talking about the malignant coming of the devil, you know, we will always have what you call people trying to defend something, especially something that has been done for years. And they can make it to become the Bible or make it to be real, while it's not the Bible. It's not even from the Bible. Then people will try to make something that sounds real, correct to them. And at the end of the day, as I said, my importer said, it's not that if people do what they're doing, they won't meet heaven or they won't go to heaven. But somehow we end up by not doing the right thing. And if we don't do the right thing, then God is not seeing his benefit into it. We need to be very, very careful the way we do with how the devil comes to us and how he takes advantage of our ignorance. He uses us in a way that we end up by accepting anything. Whatever we accept, we pay the price at the end of the day. Now, Christians need to wake up, even all of us, we need to wake up, because the devil is not far away from us, he's just closer to us. He will come up with all type of schemes, strategies in order to reach to us. And when he has reached us, then it's okay with that. When he has reached us, then it's fine. He knows that, we won't act as we should. I'll end up by saying this. One of the things that we also see that many Christians have fallen into it, I've mentioned that many times. So when you see the Bible, for instance, when the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit came the first time, the Bible does not mention that people fell on the ground. The Bible does not say that people start crying and jumping and going around. That was the first day that the Spirit of God came down, if you might call it that way. There was a rushing wind. And when it came down, everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is here to energize us, to give us strength, not to make us fall like trees. But what we see today in our churches, when we mention the Holy Spirit, people start falling. Then you ask yourself a question, you are falling for what? To be changed people, or you are falling to remain the same people? And it becomes a problem. You know, when you bring this truth, somebody will claim that it is in the Bible. But when you go to the Bible, you won't see people falling. The only time that the Bible talks about, I mean, whenever the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit, the place where they were, the place shook. It means the power of God is so manifest, and the place could not contain the power of God, but the people received the power of God. The people received the Spirit of God. You know, the way the devil can come, he can come with...
All right. Pastor Sam, I have somehow lost you there, but let me get to Muruti Maraka, because time is really gone. The devil's other work of malignancy is to ruin the body and the soul. In Luke chapter 9, verse 42, and as he still was coming, the demon threw him down and convulsed him. Then Yahusha rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and gave him back to his father. We see he's bent on that, on ruining the body and the soul and the spirit. That is his malignancy. Muruti, finally, it's just 2 minutes. You can go for it.
Yeah, thank you very much. It is very much true. We see that. We see that in many, many, many other people in the scripture who were sick, who were suffering all kinds of attacks. And there is a word which one used earlier on of mental crisis. Basically, even the cancer today, which is attacking us, is a malignant work of the devil.
Mm.
I want to close, though, on this one, my brother, that in Genesis chapter 21, we see from verse 22 downward that Abraham entered into a covenant with Philistine, and even they agreed that he will not even harm their brain. And in Genesis chapter 26, starting from verse 26 or not, we see that Isaac entered into a covenant with the Philistines. Today, there is a name called Palestine, which actually derives from Philistine. And the people who carry that name fall under this covenant, because God punished Israel in the time of David, because Saul had gone against a covenant that Israel had made with the Gibeonites. Today, we are having men in Israel pursuing the very same thing, and it is a malignant work to try and go against whatever they by entering into a covenant with someone, and then later on, you break that covenant, regardless of what they have done. I'm ending on it in the sense that we are seeing it before our eyes. That it is happening.
All right. Muruti, time has really gone. Pastor Sam, time has really gone, but I've heard the gist of the matter. Thank you so much to both of you. I really appreciate the time. And, of course, also next week, we are going to touch base on the principality of peace. That is our topic next week. We will be touching base on that. Thank you for tonight. Much blessings to you, Muruti Maraka, and pass my regards at home, sir.
Thank you. I will do that. And please do the same. And Pastor Kabamba, I'm also asking you to do the same. Thank you.
All right. And of course, Pastor Sam, thank you so much. And we really appreciate. Just listen to this a bit, to Dalu. Okay, Dalu, thank you so much. Pastor Sam, thank you so much. We really appreciate. Much blessings.
Yeah, thank you, and God bless us, and thank you. We'll greet your families, please, and Muruti Murata, do the same. Thank you.
You do the same, too. Thank you so much, and good night to both of you. And, of course, thank you for the calls, the WhatsApps, the messages, each and every one of the calls and the WhatsApps and the messages. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for us. To the King above all else, his name is Yahusha. Elohim, our Father, we give him praise and worship. And, of course, thank you that by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into his truth. By his word, he guides us also into understanding. And we are grateful even for tonight. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda is taking you through. From me, Ray, it has been great. It has been wonderful. Thank you so much. Tuda Raba.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.